Welcome back to the Bob Davis Podcasts. This is podcast 639. I am in rural Virginia, and you can definitely hear it, although even out here in rural Virginia, occasionally there is a car driving by or the air conditioners that go on and off, even though we are out so far that we have no service on the cell phones and we have limited Wi-Fi. So we're pretty much stuck watching reality television and whatever we can get on DirecTV that we decide to buy. So it's been an interesting time out here. But in podcast 639, I'm going to return to politics a little bit. It's time to put my thumb on the scale, so to speak, a little bit in the wake of the Comey testimony. And I think it's been almost four podcasts in which really very little politics has been discussed. We did talk about it a little bit on the freeway there, the toll road, I guess, not a freeway, in Kansas with my son. He's in the house chilling, sleeping, and it's close to 1 o'clock in the morning here. And it is a beautiful, full, moonlit night in Virginia, in rural western Virginia. It is beautiful here. And I'm sorry to cut the night air with a little political talk, but I think I can manage it without getting too heavy. So I'm going to do that in podcast 639. Well, this road trip is turning in. I'm going to be heading up to central Ohio and then from there points west. So I'll be going back to the Twin Cities through Indiana and the rest of western Ohio. Mobile Podcast Command is performing fabulously. I can't get over how this thing just is optimal. I mean, it just runs and runs and runs. And of course, Mobile Podcast Command 2000 Ford 450 Super Duty diesel ambulance came from ex-government cars. Now, I've also had three Crown Vics from ex-governmentcars.com. And I got to tell you, if you thought you knew ex-government cars, think again, because now they have a broad selection of newer, better, low-mileage vehicles than ever before. We're talking about Expeditions and Yukons from the Department of Homeland Security. We're talking about the Chevy V8s, the Dodge Chargers, and of course the Crown Vics while they last, as well as Ford Police sedans and Ford Police SUVs. So these are one-owner, fleet-maintained government vehicles, and they're great. And I've had so many of them, and I'm going to continue to get them. They have over 30 lenders to get your car loan approved fast. And of course, Ed Johnson has always been making great deals, takes trades and everything else. Here's what you do. Get your butt down to xgovernmentcars.com, 2420 Nevada Avenue North in Golden Valley. You can check them out online at xgovernmentcars.com. Get your butt, get that summer butt down to xgovernmentcars.com.
xgovernmentcars.com.
Well, as I've said in previous podcasts, you guys know I'm working with Ciro3D.com, C-I-R-O-3D.com. This is the motorcycle products and accessories company. They make all kinds of things for your motorcycle, especially lighting options and solutions for your safety. And I urge you, click on that banner at the top of the page at the BobDavisPodcast.com. You will see in that picture, that banner ad, you'll see the back lighting options. They also have shock and awe lighting options, front headlights that really help light up around the cowling and help you get seen. But there's tons of other stuff, pipes and foot pegs and, options for holding your devices onto the bike. They literally clamp to the bike. I have two in my vehicle in Mobile Podcast Command to hold my phone. And it's great stuff. They have a new catalog you can sign up for. This is a fabulous catalog because it shows you the part. It shows you what the part looks like so you can figure out how it's going to fit on your bike. So here's what you do. First of all, have a happy spring and early summer and ride safe and check out Ciro3D.com, C-I-R-O-3D.com. To do that, you can go right to Ciro3D.com or click on the banner at the top of the page, the BobDavisPodcast.com. They're out at Laconia right now in New Hampshire. They will be at Sturgis, so come see us. I'll be at Sturgis for sure. Ciro3D.com. So to do these podcasts outside, I go to great lengths for quality. So, I've got my studio mics out here in the cool night air, hopefully before the dew hits. And I'm standing next to Mobile Podcast Command, which is on shore power. And I've dragged the mics out and I'm standing instead of sitting. And I had to find my headphone extension cable. And then the cool thing is, you know, all of these ambulances have a cabinet where the oxygen used to go. And so inside the ambulance, there's a little plexiglass door that you can open up, and that has gives you access to the oxygen tanks. So I would presume they could switch them when they needed to. And I use it to run the cables out. So I can run the cables out of one side and set the mics up, and then I'm still recording inside. Although, I think when I get to my friend's farm in Beecher, Illinois, which is south of Chicago, I might try the other side, because other side has another cabinet, and you can set the computer and the sound recording stuff up inside this cabinet and then access that from the other side. So I might try that next time. But it's I crack myself up because I'm like a 13-year-old. You know, this is the kind of stuff that, and if Steve, if you're listening, you know exactly what we're talking. This is the kind of crazy stuff we used to do. We would sit up all night and play with his, he had this old, I don't know where this thing came from. It was back probably, you know, 20 years old when we got hold of it. And we called it the Nudge because it made these weird sounds. And we would tape stuff, and we did have microphones, and we would do all this crazy stuff, set up all kinds of crazy things, whether we went on campouts or whether we were at his house. And this kind of reminds me of it, although it isn't quite that elaborate, because it's a little easier these days. You just kind of plug and play with a lot of this stuff, and it's a little easier, although I do run through a mixer for a lot of reasons. But anyway, so obviously, on this trip, we did some storm chasing and met up with my son on the, tollway in Kansas. He was going up to Minneapolis, and I was going storm chasing, and I was out in Oklahoma, went to the Storm Prediction Center at the National Weather Service at NOAA at Norman, which was great, and I think I did one other podcast too, and that was the podcast I did just kind of somewhere else. I don't even remember now. And as I said, this is what happens with these trips. Oh yeah, that was the whole discussion of we're going to be doing my mother's 95th birthday party, the general manager of the Bob Davis podcast 95th birthday party. And of course, we talked about having her on. And I decided that it would ruin. it would ruin the mystique if the general manager was actually on the podcast. So we're going to hold off on doing that. She seems to be doing pretty good though. 95 years old, she's doing very well. But in the midst of all this, and I've got the timer set for roughly 30 minutes. So this isn't going to be some long and involved podcast. This is going to be set, and I'm going to pretty much end it. At about 30 minutes, so it'll be good for your Monday. But I've been keeping track of what's going on, and the news watch never stops. It certainly never stopped when I was in Tennessee, because John and I were on our devices constantly, and of course I've been continuing to scan on the computer in the truck whenever I am near Wi-Fi, or at least near where I can do a hotspot, because I've wanted to stay abreast, and I do. And that's part of the reason that I avoid even bothering to weigh in. And I think this is the, I've certainly talked about this before, but this is the angle that I'm going to weigh in on from this particular perspective at this particular time, because I think it's really important. I had to reach down and pick up the little connector that has the headphone cable extension on it. But I think it's important to weigh in right here because, in the midst of, once again, I am shocked at how inaccurate reporting is and shocked at the number of articles that are written that really are concentrating on persuading people to a point of view. So what happened just recently in podcast time? Well, the former director of the FBI testified in front of a Senate committee, and you would think that this was John Dean's testimony in Watergate. There is a special counsel. You know, everybody knows it's Mr. Mueller, former director Mueller, who is going to be investigating the whole Russia thing and where it heads or doesn't head. And We still don't really know anything. We don't know. None of Comey's testimony vindicates Donald Trump, and none of Comey's testimony vindicates Comey. I am shocked at the number of articles that either suggest, and I'm talking off the top of my head, so if somebody gets upset about this, but I want to say some of this stuff because it needs to be said, because it's for both sides of the political spectrum, which is, by the way, the division and the segmentation and the partisanship is worse than ever, and in particular in the media. And I'm going to again restate, you know, websites like Breitbart and The Resurgent and The Daily Cause and others are not unbiased and clean as the driven snow, depending on what side of the fence that you're on. These are funded by wealthy people with a point of view, and they hire people to write things from a point of view. So if you know somebody that writes for one of these publications, if such a thing exists, Daily Cause, they don't have reporters. They have people that post. So that is not a news organization per se. And then these other websites, and I don't care if it's LifeSet or if it's The Resurgent or if it's Breitbart or any of these other publications, they are writing with a point of view. They are funded with a point of view. There is a point of view. It's not even a question of editorial. They are not newspapers. And they are not an alternative to newspapers. Whether you don't like The Washington Post, or you don't like the New York Times, or you don't like the Star Tribune of Minneapolis, or you don't like the Chicago Tribune, or you don't like the Arizona Republic, or whatever your problem is with whatever news organization, NBC, ABC, Fox News, CNN, all of them, these websites that are designed, here's what they're designed to do. They're designed to have you pick up an article, and I don't care what it is, and then share that article on Facebook. So these things get disseminated through Facebook, where something like, let's just say it's 85 to 95% of the people get their news these days. They don't watch NBC television. They don't even watch the cable services. And I will tell you, and again, this is going to be one of those easy talkers because I'm going to be wandering in this podcast, and I'm sorry for that. But I'm just going to talk about things that occur to me because I haven't talked about politics in a long time. But I'm out here, and we're forced to watch DirecTV. We're forced to watch DirecTV because my sister doesn't have any subscriptions to anything. So you just end up watching The People in Alaska, the car show where they take the old cars and restore them, the weird reality show, or Cops Reloaded, which I love, or Cops, or whatever it is that you're watching, 48 Hours, or Law and Order, which is pretty much standard fare, and you are stuck watching through hours and hours and hours of commercials. I'm up on all the side effects for every drug there is. They can cause confusion, you know, diarrhea, eczema, shortness of breath, loss of hair, you know, all that stuff. I don't know why anyone would waste their time watching CNN or Fox News or network news or anything on any of these services, given the number of interruptions and the way that, on top of that, the way that the news, quote unquote, is covered and what they think they're doing when they're doing these things. I mean, they're trying to get people to watch. They're trying to get eyeballs. I haven't taken my news that way in probably... It's been at least 10 years, okay? At least 10 years. I stopped watching, I unplugged and stopped watching any real-time television years ago. And when I want news, I get news. I look up news articles and I read hundreds of news articles and I don't get my news from The Resurgent, I don't get my news from The Daily Cause, and I don't get my news from Facebook or Twitter. I get my news by doing my own scans and looking at several different sources, whether it is the financial news or whether it is political news or whether it is just news about things that are going on. So if you are still watching these network channels, I both forgive you and I feel sorry for you for having to get your news that way. Moreover, if you are getting your news by looking at social media and by taking articles from these different news sources, which are all funded by political partisans, wealthy political partisans, whether it's George Soros or the Mercers or, you know, Tom Steyer or whoever, you're still not getting the right information. And ever since the Comey testimony, the period leading up to the Comey testimony, it is appalling how they are attempting to manipulate the American public into believing this or believing that. And it comes down to this. If you hate Trump, there are plenty of sources to reinforce the fact that Trump colluded with the Russians to win the election illegally, that he should be impeached. He's going to be impeached. It's only a matter of time before he's impeached. If you like Trump, he is this incredibly brilliant guy who is self-made, and all of these people like Comey and others are horrible people with no honor. And if things could only be like they were in the 1950s in this country, we would be in much better shape. That's the narrative. And there is no, you have to do so much work to suss out what has really happened or what isn't really happening in order to make any kind of statement that's objective. And the fact is, nobody still knows anything. There is still nothing to be known. And that's one of the storylines. Either you are so pleased that Comey testified and he destroyed Trump, or Trump was Comey destroyed himself. Those are the two storylines there. And if we just had people like we had when Hoover was the FBI director, all would be well. And those were really men, and they would stand up and fight for principles, which is absolute nonsense. And I can tell you why in so many different ways. Maybe I will by the end of the podcast. I don't know. That's one of the narratives. And the other narrative is that he did these horrible things. Well, the fact is, nobody knows yet what or who did what. And to say what you think is to take a position. Unfortunately, to try to be objective, you're then hated by both sides because everyone expects an advocacy presentation. I must say, Trump is exonerated. Let's move on in this country. We need to get things rolling again. This is just holding up his whole deal. Or I must say, he is the worst person on the planet, and he has to be removed. And this story from Daily Cause proves it. Now, to illustrate this, I'm going to give you... This is one of the big memes that's going on right now on the right, which is... that the media lied because they said Trump was being investigated. And what they will do is they'll say 7 or 11 articles that prove the media was lying that Trump was being investigated. And they'll start out with the Washington Post and the New York Times, which said that he was being investigated, which, by the way, they never did say that he was being investigated. They said the FBI was investigating people around the president. And they never said that he himself was being investigated. So that's the first thing. But what they'll do is then they'll get the Daily Cause and they'll get some other left-wing website that writes these stories that are then redistributed that appear to be journalism. And they'll say, they'll quote those as saying, and somebody posted on the Daily Cause, Trump is being investigated. Finally. Well, that was never true. And the Daily Cause, whoever wrote that piece and posted it on the Daily Cause, it's just like if you post on Red State. It's the same thing. It's just a different point of view website where people post articles and blog. That's what that is. And so the Daily Cause can say whatever it wants because it's an opinion piece. It's an opinion approach. And so the media never reported that the president was being investigated. The media, and I know because I monitor it all the time, the media indicated or slanted their coverage to indicate there was an investigation, possibly of the White House, but we weren't sure. And they cited unnamed sources, which we now know is Comey. So the president was never being investigated. The other thing, and this is really important to point out, and by the way, people pointed this out I pointed this out on other podcasts, people who aren't necessarily quote unquote liberals, people pointed out in other reports that just because, you know, someone tells you that you're not under investigation doesn't mean that you're not under investigation. And it certainly doesn't mean that you wouldn't be under investigation if whatever said investigation is underway eventually leads to your front door. You know, one of the problems with all this is that we aren't able to talk about issues. And because we're so busy talking about the day-to-day reaction to stuff going on and things people are writing, we're not talking about options. There's a little bit of stuff being written right now about trade protection and trade protectionist ideas. Nobody really knows what this administration's position on this stuff is. You're hearing a lot about it in the news. And the thing is, if you're in the decision-making chain for a major corporation that manufactures overseas, you got to be thinking, what are we going to do? We got to bring at least some of our manufacturing back to the United States. That is happening. If you're one of those companies, then please consider DepoStar, American Design Engineering and Manufacturing. They are in Ramsey, right here in Minnesota. DepoStar, D-E-P-O-T, DepoStar.com. They can do medical devices. They manufacture aeronautics products, as I said, Alpha Systems and more. DepoStar.com. So, I use those illustrations to show people that, you know, the things that are being said that people are pointing to, almost all of them are people are writing to manipulate you to believe a certain thing. And I have been suggesting from the beginning of this presidency that people take a step back and let these people do what they do and then judge. And I'm still not seeing that. I am seeing Republicans who are complete, it's a cult of personality. It's a, you have to support Trump or you're a bad person. And on the left, they've completely lost their minds. I mean, the left is completely and totally out of control. They've lost their minds and they're apoplectic over this president. And here's the thing. What we're left with here is no matter what happens, no one is going to be happy. I mean, one side or the other side is going to lose in this, and then they're not going to give up. If, God forbid, Trump is to be impeached, and I say that because we don't want to go through this again. We don't want another, U.S. government branch fight. We need to move forward. We need to figure out what direction we're going to move in, and we need to move in that direction. And I will talk about obstruction very quickly because I think that's really important as well, because there's two lines of reasoning on the obstruction of justice thing. So I don't want to see an impeachment. But if there is an impeachment and he's removed, then the left is going to jump for joy and say they were right all along and Hillary Clinton should have been president and blah, 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 and raise money on it and everything else. If he's not impeached and he's vindicated, then the left is going to once again be, they're going to be deranged and they're going to be really upset and they're going to say it's a miscarriage of justice and they're going to raise money on it. And it's going to, you know, we're going to get nowhere with it. Now, as far as obstruction of justice is concerned, when it comes to the executive branch, I am not a constitutional attorney, and I am not a constitutional authority, number one. And number two, I'm not sure of the legalities involved with what obstruction of justice is when it concerns the executive branch and where it concerns executive branch functions. I will leave that to smarter, more educated people than myself on both sides of the political spectrum, and I would hope that you would as well. Just because somebody wrote an article in Breitbart that says that this is how obstruction of justice works doesn't mean that someone who wrote an article or a commentary in the Washington Post or the Wall Street Journal that says it's the other way is wrong. We are going to have to let some of this stuff roll out and work out before people start making these judgments about this, you know, this is obstruction of justice or this isn't obstruction of justice in terms of firing Comey or asking for Flynn not to be prosecuted or investigated or whatever was said or not said, depending on whose side of the fence that you're on. The problem with the Comey testimony primarily is that right now it's Trump's words against Comey's words. And so until that stuff can be corroborated, we won't know. And again, I know some people don't like Steny Hoyer because he's a Democrat, right? He's the House Minority Leader, Maryland Congressman, and he said that many more shoes are to drop. So did John McCain. I'm not a big fan of John McCain's, but frankly, I'm not a fan of any of them right now because we're not making progress in the areas we need to make progress in. We still haven't repealed Obamacare, which I believe that we should, and I don't believe we should replace it. I am happy about the pipeline executive orders going through. I'm concerned about heavy-footed or bull in a china shop foreign policy as it pertains to Saudi Arabia and as it pertains to North Korea. I've stated that. I am concerned about this president. We will have to see how that works out. But I'm not going to sit here and say, this is what you should think about this. I don't think that anybody has any facts. And then the other thing that really bothers me is this continuing conflation of the Loretta Lynch activities and Comey and the meeting on the tarmac between Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch, and that conflating that with the Russian thing. And conflating Hillary Clinton's emails with the Russian thing. These are three different situations. The Obama administration has left office. It is a dead letter in many ways. As far as what happens with this particular investigation, we're going to have to wait and see. Clearly, this president's style is unique and for some people difficult, and we're going to have to wait and see where this stuff rolls out. As far as media bias, my friends, media bias is everywhere. You cannot trust anything that the media, any of the media, say. You have got to learn to find, suss out facts for yourself. How many times, and I don't know how many podcasts I'd have to do to explain to people how to do it. Listen to the How to Get Your News Groove Back podcast, because I explain how to suss out the facts and find the facts, but you are not going to find those facts by spending your time on Facebook and reposting and sharing articles from these different publications that nobody knows what they are or where they come from or who publishes them. And what I've taken to do, and we can all do this, but this is what I do now. So I'll pull up, I don't know, Real Clear Politics, which runs a bunch of different commentaries from people, and it's just one of the sources I look at. But okay, fine. I'll look up Real Clear, or a Bloomberg article, or any article that I find, even when it's about financial information. And I Google the name of the person that wrote the article, or I Google the name of the company that published the article originally. So if it's courts, I Google courts. Who supports courts? How is it funded? Who funds it? And half of the time, you can't find out who contributes to these groups, because a lot of times it's agencies and think tanks and political partisanship groups that start these websites for a particular reason. And what's the reason? And very quickly, because I don't want to go on too long, but I'll just tell you. So here's the situation. So on both sides of the political fence, there are a number of these websites. I'll just say websites. And they purport to be news agencies. And I'm not talking about InfoWars. I'm not talking about the conspiracy sites. I'm not talking about YouTube stuff. I'm talking particularly about different publications. Whether, and I'll use LifeSet by, which is Laura Ingraham's site, or The Resurgent is one that I've been seeing a lot of lately. But there's others, Quartz, The Daily Cause, and others on the left. So there's a whole bunch of these news organizations, quote unquote news organizations. They're all basically sites that are blogs. And these are funded by different wealthy people and groups and foundations for various reasons. Okay? And then, whether it's the Heritage Foundation or Tom Steyer or the Mercers or whatever, the Mercers, for example, fund Breitbart. Now, there are several of these agencies, and what they do is they all publish articles from people who have been right-wing or left-wing spokespeople, and they post them, and they appear on Facebook and Twitter and other social media, and what they do is they take the place of talk radio. So back in the 80s and 90s, talk radio was the mighty Wurlitzer, so to speak, and that touted the right-wing line pretty well for Presidents Bush and during the Clinton era, this whole right-wing effort to impeach the Clintons. Well, nobody listens to talk radio anymore, and why should they? And Fox News and CNN don't do a very good job anymore in terms of disseminating information. So what these agencies and what these groups have done is they've invested in these other websites. And their job is to thicken. I call them thickeners. You know, you put flour in soup to thicken the soup, right? Or you put, I don't know, whatever you put in there to thicken soup. this is what it does. It thickens the soup. So then you go on Facebook and you see these articles that are that with these headlines. You know, Comey lied, and here's why. Comey destroyed himself, and here's why. And there's usually an ounce of truth in the first or second paragraph, and then you see the line that's touted. So if you Google the name of the site, then you can try to figure out who funds it. It's usually a good indication if you can't find the funding. That means that there's something fishy going on, in my opinion. None of this is illegal. This is just how people disseminate information so they get their story out. That's how it works, people. And most people do not know this. So you can't, you see these things that people repost because they think it's true, and they post it. Doesn't mean it's true. And there's tons of these articles. And it doesn't mean it's true whether you are for Trump, and it doesn't mean it's true if you are against Trump. You have to go through and follow these things. And I'll give you an economic example. So Mark Zandi, as you know, one of my favorite whipping boys. Mark Zandi is the head of Moody's. They do economic projections. And Mark Zandi can be counted on to almost always be wrong. John Tamney wrote an article about it once. And others, people who are actually economists, just decry this guy because he's constantly saying, you know, we're going to have a depression, or he'll say, we're not going to have a depression. Famously, he predicted one of the worst recessions ever before Trump got elected. Once Trump was elected, now he says, well, now, wait a minute, I'm changing my mind. Well, what's changed? Nothing's changed. Obamacare hasn't been repealed. He did a couple of executive orders on the pipeline. The rest of them are all held up in court. And every other executive order simply directs the government to study something. So really, nothing has been done. We're still operating with the software that the Obama administration put into effect, with some minor exceptions. Okay, so why would Mark Zandi be able to say that? But see, there'll be 50 articles that'll be reposted all over the place because Mark Zandi said this, and he's the head of Moody's, which is a highly respected rating service. See, that's how it works. So we don't. What's happened? Nothing has happened. Not a damn thing has happened in this whole exercise. We just know a little bit more than we knew before, but not really. You know, Comey already leaked the memos. His testimony was already written up before he testified. If you wanted to read it, you could, which I did. So I didn't need to watch the hearing, and I don't need to listen to these questions because they're not going to get him. He's not going to say really anything. He wrote it up for the world to read. And now he's done, and we'll see what comes after this. And if nothing comes of it, then eventually we'll have to move on. I don't know whether we will or we won't. I wouldn't begin to predict that. So I'm sorry if I'm not here, you know, promoting your point of view, whether you hate Trump or like Trump. You know, that's gonna be what happens down the line. We will see what kind of presidency he has and how it goes. You know, My problem with the Republicans is they claim to be small government people. They claim to be interested in reducing the size, scope, and power of government. They're not going to do it. My problem with Democrats is that they believe that the government, in fact, they will, if they regain power, they will double down on this idea that the government can ameliorate all the problems in the world. One of my problems with Republicans is that they believe that somehow, back in some halcyon days, people were honorable and, you know, great things happened because of the, that was the time that most of the Republicans in the 60s and 70s, in other words, in their 60s and 70s grew up. So they think 1956 was this fabulous time when everything was wonderful and there was no corruption in the world. One of my friends talked about how if we had, you know, J. Edgar Hoover as the FBI director, this wouldn't be happening because he was a man of honor. Well, that's just nonsense. You know, Hoover was a degenerate gambler who went to the racetrack every weekend and won every single time and never questioned it. Well, why? Because the mafia ran all of the racetracks. And, you know, the way that was handled, and if you read The Outfit and you read Mob Lawyer and you read anything about the history of La Cosa Nostra in this country, and particularly the Chicago organization, you'll know that until 1957, when a New York State policeman couldn't figure out why there were so many limousines parked at a upstate New York cabin and discovered a big sit-down between, you know, the commission, a big commission meeting in this cabin in upstate New York, and arrested a bunch of these guys and took them to the state police headquarters, that we began to realize what we had was a corporate system of organized crime. Hoover denied it all the way through the 30s and 40s and 50s until he was forced to accept that we had an organized crime problem in this country. This is the great upstanding, you know, J. Edgar Hoover. And I was raised, too, with the idea that J. Edgar Hoover was the man and he was, you know, this wonderful, upstanding person. But it appears historically that he really kind of wasn't. And it appears historically that people like Joe Kennedy and, you know, Mayor Daley weren't upstanding citizens. They were guys who operated in the gray, because that's how cities work today, and it's how cities worked back in the day. And there is a fair amount of corruption all across this country. Some counties are really good, some counties are not. People are shocked when they discover places like Minneapolis, which are supposed to be, you know, clean as the driven snow, are in fact just as corrupt as any other place in a lot of ways. So this idea that there's this time in our past when we were not like this is nonsense. We limit government so these people do not have the power to hurt us as a population. We limit government so that the people have the power. We limit government because the danger, the malicious and pernicious, dangerous power of government is significant in the hands of any man. And that's the whole point of absolute power corrupts absolutely, right? So I don't want to preach too much, but that's my problem with all of this, is that neither party really intends to, or at least indicates to me that they intend to, you know, reduce the power and scope of government. We already are talking about a $1 trillion stimulus package to replace roads that are just fine. So I will leave it at that. We really don't know what's going on. We just have to wait and see how these things develop. And if you're going to go and spend time on social media and watch CNN and Fox News all the time and think that you're going to know something, you're sadly mistaken. You've got to do more research. And if you know who funds these organizations and these groups, then you're going to feel a lot better than you do now. So I will leave it at that on this beautiful, moonlit, fabulous, starlit, star-crossed night in Virginia. Remember, xgovernmentcars.com. If you thought you knew xgovernmentcars.com, I'm going to say it again, you really owe it to yourself to get your butt down to xgovernmentcars.com, 2420 Nevada Avenue North in Golden Valley, or check them out online at xgovernmentcars.com. Low mileage Yukons and Expeditions and other SUVs from Homeland Security and DHS. They got the Ford Crown Vicks while they last, of course, the Dodge Chargers, the Ford Impala V8s, the Ford Police sedans, and the Ford Police SUVs, and more. Great deals from owner Ed Johnson.
xgovernmentcars.com.
Well, I'm going to enjoy this beautiful night. Now the breeze is up. It's fabulous out here in Virginia. And it was 90 here today. So it's actually warmer in Minnesota than it is in Virginia right now. Thanks for listening to the Bob Davis Podcasts on iTunes, right off the page, the streaming at thebobdavispodcast.com. If you want to listen to a specific podcast, you can click on that podcast and it will disable the stream, and then you can just click on that podcast player and listen to the podcast. For those of you listening on Android devices at stitcher.com or TuneIn, you got to make sure you quit out of your apps. Stitcher inserts ads, so does TuneIn, so does blogtalkradio.com. I'm not a big fan of that. That's why I suggest that people either download the iTunes app or subscribe at iTunes or listen right off the page. I gotta say, and I, again, because I'm outside, don't have the computer, don't have my phone, for the people who have made contributions to the BobDavisPodcast.com. If you want to contribute, click on the donate button at the top of the page, that picture of Mobile Podcast Command in New Mexico, or click on that big oval that says donate. That goes right in the tank on these trips. It increases the range. And thanks for listening to the Bob Davis Podcast, podcast 639. The next step is going to be the little trip back in time to Central Ohio. More about that on the next podcast. Thanks for listening.